Have you ever thanked God for other people but struggled to thank Him for your own life? Many Christians know how to say, Lord, thank you for my family, thank you for my church, thank you for food, thank you for your grace. But when it comes to their own life, their own body, their own story, their own gifts, and their own survival, gratitude feels harder. Some people feel too ashamed. Some feel disappointed. Some feel ordinary. Some feel damaged. Some feel like their life has been more burden than blessing. But Christian gratitude growth teaches something important. Your life is not an accident. You are not a mistake. You are not merely a problem to be fixed. You are a person created by God, known by God, and invited to receive your life before Him. Psalm 139 says, I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. That is not pride. That is worship. Self-gratitude before God is not self-worship. It is not arrogance. It is not pretending you have no sin, weakness, wounds, or regrets. It is learning to say, Lord, thank you that you made me, sustained me, carried me, corrected me, forgave me, and are still forming me. Jesus said to love your neighbor as yourself. That means self-hatred is not spiritual maturity. Despising your life does not make you humble. Humility receives truth before God, including the truth that your life is a gift. The Bible encourages thanksgiving, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern in human formation. When a person only rehearses shame, regret, and failure, the soul can become trained to see the self only through condemnation. But when a person learns to notice grace in their own story, they can begin to heal, grow, and serve with greater freedom. What helps is praying honestly, Lord, help me receive my life as something you are redeeming. What harms is turning self-reflection into self-attack. There is a difference between conviction and shame. Conviction invites repentance and growth. Shame says you are worthless. That is not the voice of Christ. Today, try one simple sentence. Lord, thank you for my life before you. You may not feel it fully yet. That is okay. Start there. God is not finished with you.